I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Tuesday. It's trade deadline day in the National Football League. A lot to do today. We'll let you hear the Nick Sirianni interview with Joe and John. Ross Tucker will join us later in the show. Paul George made a debut last night. Memorable for some reasons. We'll get to that coming up. Kiss the baby later in the show. And the unveiling of Combo-Con. We'll tell you all about that in about 20 minutes. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, make sure you go out and exercise your right to vote today. Today is the day. Go vote.
Today is the day. A very important and a good Daily Douglas there. And, Hugh, we all have a right to vote. We all have a right to express our opinion, right? And on deadline day in the NFL, I have an opinion and an idea I want to suggest, okay? Consider this, my platform here for the Philadelphia Eagles as we get set to go into the deadline and the second half of the season. Hugh, I think you'd agree with me on this. This season has turned the last 4 weeks, right? We're not a 2-2 football team trying to figure out are we any good. Now it's a 6-2 football team trying to add something maybe today to move it over the top. And sometimes in the NFL, that's exactly what happens. You had a Jay Ajayi and you win the Super Bowl. You had a Von Miller a couple years ago in Los Angeles and you win the Super Bowl. And I think it's time for Howie Roseman today to try to up the ante and Howie Roseman to go out there and try to add something to take a team that's finding itself. On offense, they found an identity. They have star players. They have an offensive coach that seems like he's found the rhythm with the quarterback. And on defense, which we all know does matter a lot.
A little bit.
It matters a lot. They have themselves some young players that are coming into their own. They have themselves linebackers that are playing better than they have in a long time around here. The only thing that feels like it's missing from this thing really going into overdrive is one great pass rusher. And Hugh Douglas, I'm looking around the NFL today, and I'm trying to figure out where the Eagles can get that great pass rusher. And I'm looking at a mess within the NFC, and I'm saying, that team is a disaster. And if they are offered the right offer, maybe they'd be willing to do something drastic. And you know where I'm looking? I'm looking to the Eagles' opponent this weekend, and I'm looking at the Dallas Cowboys. And if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm getting on the phone today with Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones, and I'm floating the offer. I can't force him to accept it, but I'm just going to say, hey, Micah Parsons is getting healthy. Two first-round picks for Micah, in or out, and I would make the trade today. The Eagles are a team that are on the rise right now, and I look at them, and I think they're one piece away on defense from being really, really good on defense. This is a player, and I know people in Philadelphia don't like him. We all think he's dorky and dopey on that podcast, but the bottom line is this. He's got 41.5 sacks in his first 3-plus years. He's been hurt for the last month or so of this season, but 41.5 career sacks in 54 games. He is a great football player who has years and years and years to go in his career. I watched what the Eagles just did here with another great football player they rescued from a bad situation in Saquon Barkley. Put him here, put him in green, and look how good he has been. The Eagles should go offer the Cowboys 2 first-round picks today from Micah Parsons. Give him to Vic Fangio. Man, could you think about all the great pass rushers Fangio has had? Give him Micah Parsons, and away we go. Hugh, I'm ready to up the ante. If the Eagles want to get to the Super Bowl this year and they want to beat the Lions, the way to do it is to pressure Jared Goff. Go get Micah Parsons. Hugh Douglas, what do you think? What do you think of my crazy moment today?
I mean, first of all, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I am.
I don't think, to be honest, when I think of Micah Parsons, I think about his playoff appearances, and I was just checking the stats, and I'm still looking through it. But I only think he has, since he's been with that team and they've been in the playoffs, I think he also has one sack.
In what, 3 games? 4 games?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's a small sample size and probably 6 tackles or something like that. Another thing is if Micah Parsons is that dynamic, What makes you think that the Dallas Cowboys are going to trade him in the division? That's number two, Joe. That's probably why you got to make a big offer. That's probably number one.
That's why you got to make a big offer.
But I still feel like there's no offer that you could potentially make that the Dallas Cowboys would be comfortable with to let him wreak havoc against you two times a year. If they think he's that special.
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm making the offer. You're probably right on that, Hugh. They probably would say, no, we're not trading the division. But two ones is a big offer. I mean, most players in the NFL don't get traded for two ones. I think it would make them think about it because the Cowboys are headed towards no man's land. I mean, their quarterback's hurt for the next month. Their cap situation is hell. Dak Prescott's prime is probably behind him. He is in his 30s now. The Cowboys could be bad for a long time. This could give them, like, I don't care what they do with the picks, but I could see why they might be like, oh, maybe this is our ticket out of prison here because they've created this. They're kind of locked in all these stars and all these scrubs around them. I don't know if they take it, but I would make the offer. Man, Micah Parsons in an Eagles uniform, it would be like Saquon, but just on the defensive side of the football. Get a great player out of a bad situation and get him here today.
I don't feel like they would probably listen to the offer, but like I said, at the end of the day, you very rarely see guys that have that value that are traded in the division.
Sure, but would you do it?
Would I do it?
Yeah. If you're the Eagles, forget the Cowboys.
If I'm the Eagles, you got to throw it out there. But I don't think it would be something that the Dallas Cowboys would take serious because there's a hated rivalry between the both of us. And one thing that Shady said last week when he got traded, he talked about, Chip, if you think I'm not that valuable, trade me in the division.
Sure.
He said trade me in the division. And you see that doesn't happen. That doesn't normally happen. You know, it happened with DeSean Jackson. It happened with Donovan McNabb. Yeah. But outside of that, you really don't trade guys that you deem valuable. Not saying that, you know, whatever. But you don't really trade guys that you deem valuable in the division. You don't want to see that kind of drama two times a year. You don't want to see that.
I agree. It's rare. And that's why the offer is significant. I mean, most teams don't ever offer up multiple ones. I'd be willing to do it. I mean, it's one of the biggest trades the Eagles, you know, in terms of what they're giving up could possibly make. Two ones is an enormous amount. I think this player is worth it. 215-592-9494. I'm looking at it from a perspective of the Eagles' reality looks like it's changed the last month. They've got a chance to make a run. And I'm trying to think where they can improve today. The deadline is this afternoon, late this afternoon. Where can they improve? I don't think any player, you know, the Raiders already said they're not trading Max Crosby. The Cleveland Browns already said they're not trading Myles Garrett. So we kind of remove them from the mix. Or who's next? And I'm looking at a losing team in Dallas who just lost their quarterback. If the Cowboys have any sense, they'll listen on a potential Parsons deal today. And if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm calling. I'm calling right now and I'm saying, take my next two ones. Like this year's one should be in the 20s at the bare minimum, right? They should be a playoff team. And then I'll worry about next year when I get to it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. If you're the Eagles, if you're Howie, would you trade 2-1 for Micah Parsons? I would do it in a second. All right, let's hear yesterday Dan Orlovsky on ESPN talking about the idea of the Cowboys. They should start listening right now on Parsons because their season's probably over.
The Cowboys need to ask the very real question, do they become sellers very quickly? They got about 24 hours to do it. Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb account for 46% of their cap next year, about $120 million. There's no way to rebuild this roster without picks. If Dak goes on IR, they got to really kind of ask the question of, like, do they trade Micah Parsons? Can they trade DeMarcus Lawrence?
Whoa.
Can they trade Zach Martin? Mm-hmm. Can they trade Brandon Cooks? I know that sounds extreme, but this is not a good football team right now. It's certainly not going to be better without Dak Prescott.
He's right. I mean, he is dead right.
Dan Orlovsky's been on fire the last couple days.
He's dead right. They should move him.
Hot takey.
They're in trouble. They should move him right now. And I don't know how many teams. Hugh, you make a good point. I don't know if they'd want to trade him in the division. They probably wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
But I also don't know many teams that would offer two first-round picks. To get a seat at the table.
You got to come up with something big.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
You got to put your best offer out there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get Kyle's take on this because I could see the smoke coming out of his ears. And then we'll hear Herman Edwards yesterday on ESPN Radio also chiming in on the situation, which could become one quickly here. By the way, Dak Prescott was put on IR this morning. He's out for the next four games. The Cowboys are dead. I mean, that's a dead football team, and I want to get their best player. Kyle Quinn, would you trade a pair of ones for Micah Parsons?
So your white whale, Joe, Micah Parsons.
My football Juan Soto.
If you've been trying to get to the Eagles for years now. No, I don't want this dude within 1,000 miles of my football team. This dude is an annoying, overrated Cowboy loser. He is. I think Hugh's been right about Micah Parsons for a while now. I don't think Micah Parsons is like this great generational talent like that does everything like a Myles Garrett does, like a lot of us like to pretend he is. And then we're talking about what it would cost. Two first-round picks?
Two.
And then you're going to have to pay the guy.
Yep.
I mean, that's insane. I don't understand, because we put the Twitter poll up. How many people are voting yes for this?
Yes.
My mind is blown. I think you guys are all off your rockers. Two firsts and a big contract for Micah Parsons. You want him coming here talking about our quarterback with Darius Slay on his podcast after they lose. This guy has an awful loser stink about him. And I think there's so many other options that I would much rather go with to help build this team on defense than Micah Parsons.
See,
I think you're out of your mind.
You're missing some of the small bullet points that really could help here. One, he could do his podcast right here in the studio. We got plenty of space here for him.
I don't even want to see him.
And come on, Vic Fangio, think about all the great rosters he's had. You give him Micah Parsons?
Well, hold on. Vic Fangio apparently said he couldn't use Hassan Reddick. He gave up on Bryce Huff. Mm. Are we sure that Vic Fangio is going to be like, you know, I get Micah Parsons a different kind of player than both of them.
Mm. Gave up on him.
Yeah. I don't jive with the whole Vic Fangio and Micah Parsons thing. Like,
sometimes you got to push your chips in. 2021, Vic Fangio was on the other side of a trade. He was with the Broncos. The Rams had gotten close. Remember, the Rams got to the Super Bowl and lost. They had gotten close. They were in the playoffs the next couple years, and they pushed their chips in to get Von Miller, and he helped that team win a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, let's quickly hear from Herman Edwards. He was on ESPN Radio yesterday talking about this very situation. So the Cowboys trade Parsons. Obviously, they should. I think Eagles should offer two ones. Here is Herm on ESPN Radio going back and forth about the idea of, maybe they'll move Parsons.
I am of the belief with tomorrow's trade deadline, they should be looking to move Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Not because he's not a great player. No. We know he's great. But what are we going to do? We're going to hand out a lot of money to a third player now with issues on the coaching staff, with issues on offense, defense, especially all of it. Like, at some point, if you're heading for a high draft pick, you get another high draft pick. That's how you start to reboot it. Would you be considering that?
And there's no doubt. And I think if you're Jerry, and that's probably hard for Jerry, because, you know, he gets tied into some of his players. You know, he likes being around star players. But now it's about, how do I fix this football team? Because there's some fixing that needs to be done. And, you know, they're in a division now, lo and behold, where everyone's staring up at Washington Commanders. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? How about this? Who would have thunk? They're in a bad spot, and we got the get-out-of-jail-free card. Take our next two first. We'll take Micah Parsons. 215-592-9494.
Isn't this the same guy that a few years ago was like, this Jalen Hurts guy. Is it the system? Is it the team?
Like, same guy.
And you hear the way he's talking about his own quarterback, Dak Prescott, in Dallas. Mm-hmm. This guy
is... I didn't say he wasn't goofy.
No, but he rots teams. That Cowboys locker room has a rot in it.
But that Cowboys locker room's had rot for a long time.
Well, but they put together a lot of good seasons, and now all of a sudden this year things are kind of piling up on them a little bit.
And guess what? They
haven't. And he's a part of the circus.
And, well, they also can't win without him on the field. I think they were 2-3, 3-2 when he left. They haven't won since.
Well, we can win without him on the field.
Yeah, we can. Well, hold on. We could beat the Jaguars, and we could beat the Browns, and we could beat the Giants without him.
And the Bengals.
And the Bengals. Okay,
that's
a decent one. But I want
the Cowboys next week.
With them
on the other side.
I want to go beat the Rams in a couple weeks. I want to beat the Ravens with Lamar. I want to beat the Lions.
You're trying to bring Lane Johnson's son here.
Now, you guys want to try to go win the Super Bowl with Bryce Huff rushing the quarterback. Yeah. I want to get a real pass rusher.
I think I can do that.
Yeah,
you can get other pass rushers. Why does it have to be two firsts and a huge contract for Micah?
He's my white whale.
He's not worth it.
I don't know about that. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this. Trade deadline is today. I think the Eagles should up the ante. Call the Cowboys. I know it's awkward. Hugh, you're right. They're a rival and all that. Just put it on the table. Two first-round picks for Micah. I'd make them turn it down. Chris in Middletown is up, starting us off on a trade deadline Tuesday. Good morning, Chris.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day, man.
It really is, isn't it? It's deadline day. It's an important day in our country, and it's a day for Howie Roseman to go get a pass rusher. What do you think, Chris?
It's an extremely important day, Joe, because we're going to make historic noise today, because we for sure... Joe, you know, you and I, we're on the same wavelength sometimes, and that does scare me a little bit. But this was 100% going to be my take for today's call. I thought you guys were going to be on the Garrett or other things, but it's 100% Parsons. Kyle's just scared because Kyle's scared.
You know what? Shut up.
So, listen, How about this, guys? First of all, Dallas loves to trade with the Eagles, all right? And here's my point of how they love the trade and how beautiful this day can be. In 2021 draft will come full circle.
Yes, it will.
Now we won't just have Devontae Smith, but we'll also get the pick that we traded to Dallas in Iron Micah Parsons. Dude, two first-round picks. Just sell it up the river with a bow tied on it. And you know what? Yeah, we'll throw in, like, you know, whatever, scrub players, too, if they want. Dallas is a dumpster fire. Jerry, you know, this is the thing. We keep trying to act like they're dealing with sound minds in Dallas. They're not. Hughes keeps warning us about this, about Jerry. Jerry's got some, you know, the screws and bolts and nuts are coming loose up there.
Got to be smoking something.
If this guy is going to make an irrational, crazy meltdown decision, it would be him. And it would be now. It's perfect timing. You couldn't have had it come to an apex any more perfectly with Dak going on the IR. He just paid him that big fat salary. CeeDee hurts his shoulder in that game. He just got paid. So there's Micah, who's been harassing him for a paycheck, and now he's lighting him up on social media. Do you think Jerry Jones is going to deal with that? We all know Jerry's got a little bit of an ego, and he'll let you know he's boss. And if you want his money and his support, you don't call the shots. He calls the shots. So go get us another Nittany Lion.
Yeah, I knew you'd be into it just on that premise. Chris, good phone call. See, Chris gets it. Go get a great player. Take advantage of a team's weakness right now. And how about you guys didn't even – the best part's just right there in front of us. This week, he could suit up for the Eagles down in Dallas.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, like – because Chris is talking about, all this problem he's causing the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Let's take that problem off their hands and then lose our two first-round picks for the next 2 years.
It's just money.
What are we talking about?
It's just money.
Not just money.
Well, no. If he wants to get paid, that's easy. Just pay him.
Okay, and then give up two first. The only reason this defense looks decent right now is because of our last two first-round picks, Quinion Mitchell and Jalen Carter.
They look very good.
They look great. You want to sit here next year and go, well, no first-round pick at the draft. And then the year after that, well, no first-round pick in the draft.
So let me throw this at you, because I think that's a fair point, right? First-round picks are the lifeblood of an organization. This is a pretty young team, Hugh. I mean, it's a pretty young team.
Yeah, and he fits the young team mode. I'll give you that.
And as I look forward, if you solve pass rush, because you could probably respond to me, and Kyle probably would, saying they're going to need a pass rush. Well, forget that if they get Parsons, right? Other than pass rush, in the next two drafts, What do we think they're using first-round picks on? I would say Lane's replacement.
No lineman.
Okay.
That's kind of a big deal.
I give you that. But we also, everyone tells me they have Jeff Stoutland. He can make guys, you know, like Jordan Mailata into stars. Okay. I give you O-line.
Maybe quarterback.
Guys, right now, Jalen Hurts is playing really well. Think they're thinking about the quarterback position today?
Well, no. Not in the first round. But they could use, they put themselves in position by having a first-round pick to use a second or third on another quarterback.
I got you. I'm just saying the team, as I look at it for the next 2 years, is probably staying with the same quarterback, same two receivers.
Who's the backup, though?
Same running back, same left tackle. Pass rusher will be taken care of. Young corners. The defensive tackles here. They don't scream to me. Like, certain teams scream to me they're going to need to use their first-round pick on huge positions. This team's kind of hit some young ones like Quinion and Carter.
I agree, but they could get a young, controllable first-round pick at edge.
In the next two drafts. There's also the element here of Howie's luck on the draft might be running thin soon. I mean, he just hit two first-rounders in a row.
Two in a row, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
He's on a heater.
And before that, it was Jordan Davis.
He's on a heater.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joe, Hugh, what's up, fellas?
Rob, what's up?
Joe, listen. Mm-hmm. I love you guys. You know I call all the time, but Joe, I couldn't disagree more, Joe. He's coming. He's got a loser mentality. He's coming from a loser organization. I think we're okay at the linebacker position. I want Myles Garrett, Joe. If we get Myles Garrett, we have a great shot to win the season.
Sure, but they're not going to trade him, Rob. They already said, I would love Garrett. I would love Crosby. But they're not; those guys aren't getting traded. The Cowboys thing is going off the rails, and I think a team could intrigue Jerry with a big offer.
Now, Joe, regurgitate the same names. I understand it. What about Max Crosby? Is he available?
Yeah, Davis, what's his name? Mark Davis said no. They're not trading him.
Oh, the guy with the bowl cut said no, really?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
You got to be kidding me. Well, listen, no, then I'm holding on, Joe. Go somewhere else, Joe. I'm sorry. I just don't want him. I don't want him. Just to give him up. Do you think he's going to push us over the top, Joe? You think he's a difference maker in making us a Super Bowl contender?
I do, yeah. I think if they had Micah Parsons, they could absolutely win the Super Bowl.
Joe, listen, I just want to end with this big thing, and it's not the Birds. Can I just say the Sixers, South Joe,
ahead,
they're in trouble?
Yeah, well, they are. Did you see last night Paul George? He didn't know what the score was at the end?
Yeah, he thought we were down one or something like that. Yeah. He's already got the hook for who for what Ricky Waters at the moment, already with the Birds. He had with the Birds already. You know what I mean?
Nothing like a good first impression, Rob. I mean,
awesome.
That's how you do it. So, Rob, yeah, on the record, you're a no for Micah.
Absolutely no.
All right.
1,000,000% no.
All right. You got it, Rob. You know what I'm reminded of here? Micah Parsons is becoming my white whale for the Eagles, the way Juan Soto has been for the Phillies.
Juan.
You know, a couple years ago when I started throwing out the Juan Soto stuff, you know what people told me?
You're crazy.
Was it a good clubhouse guy? He wouldn't fit in.
I've kind of moved off of that.
Well, now everyone's sacrificing themselves to get Juan Soto here.
I've got to move up the clubhouse, guys.
There's no comparison to Micah Parsons and Juan Soto in my head.
I disagree.
There isn't. Micah Parsons, Soto is already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and Soto
Micah Parsons is a very good edge rusher.
Well, okay, Juan is now through six full seasons. Mike is in his fourth.
We bring Soto in, he's the best player on the Phillies. You bring in Parsons, top three, four, maybe?
Oh, stop. He's definitely one of the two best players in the team.
AJ, Lane, Saquon, Parsons.
I think it'd be him and AJ as the two best players in the team.
Mm-mm.
He has 41 sacks in three seasons.
So what? But think about where we are as a team right now with no Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
You take Lane off of it. What does it look like? You take AJ off it. What does it look like?
Sure.
We already know what this looks like with no Micah Parsons here.
I'm glad you brought up AJ because how'd they get him here? They traded a first round. Sometimes if you can get a great player and you get rescue him from a bad situation, we've done it. We've used cap room and picks on great players from bad organizations.
Not two first round picks.
But sometimes you got to up the ante.
Huge deal.
You need to. I know that.
I guarantee you, if he does get traded, it's not for two first round picks. Whoever does that would be out of their mind.
This goes back to Hugh's point. They probably don't want to trade him to the Eagles.
They're definitely not trading.
So they're gonna rake us over the coals for this guy.
Pay a little tax to win.
Absolutely
the Super Bowl.
Not.
All right. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this trade deadline is today. I want Howie to do something big. This team has turned the corner. This young defense has turned the corner. We're still missing a pass rush. If the Cowboys are willing to listen, I would offer them two first-round picks for Micah Parsons right now. You in, you out. Hugh's out. Kyle's screaming
Definitely
at me.
Out. I'm out.
And I'm just like, get this guy here. If you could do it, make it happen. 215-592-9494. All right, we have to get something big coming up on this side, along with all your phone calls. It starts today, and it goes through the next 2 weeks. Big prizes at stake. This is the biggest giveaway we have ever had on the Midday Show. Would you make the trade? Two first-round picks for Micah Parsons. Plus, wait till you hear which Eagles player is being floated out there by insiders. We could be losing someone that someone on the show is a big fan of here. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, hold on to this song. Hold this one tight.
Wait a minute. What you about to do, Joe?
Sometimes you got to let someone down easy.
I forgot my towel, too. What you about to do, man? What you talking about?
Looking extra bald today.
Yeah, Hugh, just get set. 215-592-949. Right to the phones here in a second. But first, on trade deadline day, as I want to get Micah Parsons here to Philadelphia, we could be saying goodbye to a pass rusher, Hugh Douglas, because listen to this yesterday. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, the latest of some names that could be moved by the trade deadline today.
And then he got all the edge rushers. Did not sound when I came on the show as if anything was imminent between the Lions and the Browns for Za'Darius Smith. It seemed for like 3 weeks that that's probably going to happen, but it's not actually taking place just yet. There certainly is going to be interest in guys like Bryce Huff, who was one of the Eagles' big free agent signings, played all six snaps yesterday after getting his hand apparently banged up in warmups or something. That's a name that I would think is going to get some potential action.
That's crazy.
Bryce Huff. Could you? I mean, we're at this point where they could trade him today. Hugh, yesterday we brought this up. It felt weird that he didn't play more than six snaps on Sunday. Yeah. Like something was up, right?
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
It's unfortunate if that's the case, but probably better for Bryce. You know, I've been hearing stuff like him and Vic, they're not really seeing eye to eye. Mm. And, you know, you have other guys that are playing well. And if, you know, the thing that makes me think that this potentially might not happen is the money that he's being paid. But he could probably go somewhere else and play. Somebody will take that salary and that contract and they'll give him an opportunity to play.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll be following this. Any news we get during the show, obviously, we'll react right away. But when you add the Bryce Huff thing in, it tells me the Eagles just clearly aren't happy with their edge rusher group, and they know they got to mix the group
well,
up
Nolan
here.
Smith is getting a lot of reps.
Sure.
And, you know, you got. I think he's third on the depth chart right now.
Well, so Josh Sweat's been their best guy the last month by a lot, right?
Yeah.
It feels like BG has slowed down a little bit, which I expected. I mean, I don't think any of us thought he was going to be their best edge rusher all year. Nolan's been better.
Yeah, the other first-round pick.
Sure.
You want to give away.
I'm not giving him away.
No. You're giving away a first-round pick.
He's just saying hypothetically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're giving away that pick, and the comparison could be a Nolan Smith.
It could be Jalen Reagor. I mean, you know, it could be Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Hold on. How he's on a heater.
He's how long those usually last. It goes up, it goes down. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
So given Howie's track record with draft picks, and I know the last couple he's hit on, there's no doubt in my mind I would trade two number ones to get Micah Parsons. And Micah Parsons might not be crazy because of him. He might be crazy because he's in that crazy-ass organization, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. Jeff, I think it's a fair point. Some of the stuff that is said about him, I wonder how much of it is he's living in a circus. He's the best player on a team that's a circus all the time. You get him here with all these other star players and a winning environment, we might just see him be the best version of himself.
And we're so close. And it might be... we might have to pay up a little bit because it would be an interdivision trade. I think I said that right. So there's no doubt I would do it. You know, we have – if we can get rid of Josh – what's this? Not Bryce Huff. What's his name? The one they just mentioned on the
Bryce Huff, yeah, Huff.
Bryce Huff, yeah. That would be a fair trade-off. That would be a fair trade. Get rid of him, bring in, Micah Parsons. And look, he's always talked about the Eagles a lot as if he's almost wanting to be with us anyway.
Yep.
So I'm going to do it, man. Look, I look at these draft picks just like I look at minor leaguers in baseball. They're just prospects. You just don't know. If I know I got a proven commodity, I'm going to try to get him here.
And he is proven. And Jeff, good phone call. Hugh, you brought up that he hasn't done a lot in the big games, and I get that. And he's played in a handful or whatever it's been. He's also been in the league 3 years. He's a two-time All-Pro. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's just having as good of a start of a career as you could have.
He is, and I'm not trying to take that away from him, but like I said, in the playoffs for his team, he's been the other defensive end. What's his name? DeMarcus
Lawrence.
Lawrence has been a better player. I mean, when they played the Green Bay Packers, he was on the back of a milk cart.
Sure was.
You know, so it's one of those things where, like, Micah Parsons puts up great numbers in the regular season. I mean, but when you know, when it really matters in games during the regular season, when it really mattered, he tends to be easy to be covered up or easy to put a blanket over.
Yeah, I think we're pointing to too much of the small sample. The big sample is he's great. He's a great player, and he fits the timeline of this team. They're all in their mid-20s. Like, the window is open for the Eagles.
I hear what you're saying.
He could be part of this thing for years to come. 215-592-9494. It's a big swing, and I think Howie should take it and make that call to the Cowboys. I mean, they may laugh him off the phone and say, we're not trading him to Philadelphia. I mean, you do it. I mean, if that's what they say, then you say, all right, move on. But if they're willing to listen, then I'm willing to make the trade. I would trade two ones to go get Micah Parsons.
You know, the other issue with this is you help the Cowboys sort of get out of their own problem.
I agree.
And then you give them two first-round picks, which we know the Cowboys are in a situation here where they almost need draft picks to rebuild their team.
Totally.
And because they don't have they just spent all their money on Dak and CeeDee. You're going to give them that out. You're going to give them two first-round picks. You're
going
to give Dallas a chance to put themselves squarely back in this division race next year.
I'm not worried about it.
I am.
But guess what? They lose Micah Parsons. He's their best player. Like, do we agree on that? He's their best player.
Sure, but he's a loser.
Well, that's because he's there.
No, he's also just a loser. Well, Have you heard this man speak?
Joe,
we make fun of him all the time.
Yes.
And him and Darius Slay, little buddies on their podcast, talking about their own teammates.
The biggest
clowns.
Selling point. They could do the podcast down the hall from
you. I don't want them doing the podcast at all.
You know what I want? I want Micah Parsons in Philadelphia. You know what else I want, Hugh?
What's that?
I want us to start our newest giveaway. So we teased this a little bit yesterday. And guys, we're really excited about this because it is the biggest giveaway, would you say, in life?
In life.
In our lives?
Yes.
Or at least, yeah, I mean, at least in the history of the Midday Show, this version of the Midday Show. But starting today and for the next couple of weeks, Hugh Douglas, you know what we have? We have ComboCon.
ComboCon.
The Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway, sponsored by our friends at Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Here is the grand prize. So here's how we're going to do this. Every day on the show, next couple of weeks, we're going to have a qualifying winner. So if you win today, let's just, for example, you will win a prize. We'll tell you about that in a second. If you win today or you win tomorrow, you know, throughout the next couple of weeks, you will be automatically entered for the grand prize. You ready for the grand prize here?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
I mean, the grand prize is incredible, okay? So we have a grand prize that will include a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker. When Hugh saw this, I thought he was going to try to enter the contest himself.
I did. That smoker's dope, man.
And a 55-inch TV. So that's going to be for our grand prize winner. You win today or any of the days coming up, you're entered in for that. And for today's prize, we have Jack Daniel's 11-ounce rocks glasses. We have Jack Daniel's water bottle, a golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, a tote bag, all that coming up to give away today and tomorrow moving forward. Hugh, this is a lot of prize. You cannot enter, Hugh. You just can't.
You know, listen, when you said those 11-ounce smoking glasses and that smoker, yep. Man, listen. That smoker, do you know how much meat I could smoke with that smoker?
A lot, I'm sure. You got a house now, Hugh. You can cover yourself.
Listen. I could put that smoker on the back of the what you call those things?
Porch?
Yes.
There you go.
That's what it's called.
Those.
No, I got so excited about it, but no, it's nice. It's nice. It's some really, really nice prizes, man. And when they talked to us about this, I was trying to figure out how I could angle to get some of these prizes, but that's not how this thing works.
No, it's not how it works. It's not to give Hugh away.
But you know, you get like when you're giving away nice stuff. And I'm a guy that likes stuff. I'm like, yo, what's up? Can you hook your boy up with some of that nice stuff?
Well, we're going to give it away to one of our listeners here in the next couple of weeks. So here it is. 215-592-9494 is the phone number, obviously, to join us with the Eagles conversation, the trade deadline, and Parsons and all this stuff. But here's what we're looking for today. So ComboCon is the mechanism we're doing here. Every day it's going to be a different combination. That's how we'll draw our winners. So today, Hugh, you know what we're looking for?
What are we doing?
The best game day combination. Now, this could be anything. Anything.
Anything.
When we say game day combo, you could obviously kind of lean towards maybe a food and drink, a food and snack combination, or you could just think of things that go with game day. Like, I'll give you an example. You know what's a good game day combination?
What's that?
Buck and Aikman. That you feel like it's a big game, right? Like when Troy Aikman
when they're talking,
Joe Buck are on TV.
They have great chemistry, too, by the way.
It's a big game. I consider those two a good game day combination. It could be people. It could be spot. It could be, you know, food, drink. Whatever you think is a good game day combination. Best answer we get by the end of the show is in for one of our qualifiers. You include that with a prize today. 215-592-9494. The ultimate tailgate giveaway here on the Midday Show, courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here as we talk about this idea that I have. And it's kind of been in my head for years. I mean, every year I try to throw out a way to get Parsons here. Every year, Kyle yells at me and says, no, I'm going to keep doing it. Enzo in Westchester's up. Hey, Enzo.
Joe, Hugh, what it do, guys?
Enzo, what's up, buddy? Hey, Ben.
I'm good, man. I ain't called in a minute. The reason I called is because you're a little off your rocker today.
Okay, why?
I ain't giving away the house. I mean, you're giving away too much to a team in our division, and you're going to just help them rebuild. Kyle just took the words out of my brain. And literally, for what? Especially, Howie's been doing good lately, past couple years, putting up a nice track record. I don't see Howie giving all that away.
So,
you realize
Enzo,
how much you're giving away. You can give away one first rounder, but not two.
Well, I'm trying to get him.
Like, one and something else.
Yeah, dude. But here's my thing. And I agree with Hugh on this. They probably don't want to trade him here. So if I offer one, just a one, they're going to say thanks, but no thanks. I need to get them to be interested in the offer, even though it sends their best player here. And Enzo, right, Kyle's right, and so are you. But why am I concerned with the Cowboys rebuilding if over the next two seasons, this one and next one, we can win the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Like, why do I care about the Cowboys 4 years from now when I'm trying to win Super Bowls now?
You won now, dude. You, everything's about now.
Yes,
for you, man.
I'm not getting any younger, and so I'm in my 30s.
Joe, stop, dude. Look at our defense, man. We're young. We're building nice. Let's keep that going, bro. Why do you want to bring Mike over here and take a chance on ruining some chemistry that we got going on with Kobe Dean?
Chemistry.
Kobe Dean could be our future leader, man, of that defense.
The Kobe's
come
fine,
on, man.
The Kobe's
look
fine.
At what's going on. Look at the bigger picture, man.
What is the bigger picture? Like, we're just going to wait and
like
hope how he gets past
pressure? I think Kobe Dean's going to be the future captain of the defense.
He can be. Why would he not be the captain?
You bring Mike in here, you got a different things going on.
I think we're projecting here. Like, you think Micah would mess
so
up the chemistry?
You're projecting we're going to win the Super Bowl if we bring him in here.
Well, hold on. Would they have a better chance if he's here rather than Bryce Huff in six snaps on Sunday?
Obviously, but what you got to do to get him here is a whole different story and what we got to deal with. We don't know, Joe, and I'm better off not taking that chance personally.
Got to take big swings,
right?
Enzo. You got to take risks. All right, Enzo, I get your point. What's your favorite game day combination,
combo.
Enzo? What's your combo?
My favorite combo would be the day off on game day and the sports books gambling site.
Oh, sportsbook gambling site.
That's a good one. I mean, that's most people's Sundays.
I need that day off.
I almost hit my five-leg parlay yesterday.
Enzo, that's a good one.
I need that day off with it.
Yeah, you got to lock in. Enzo, good answer. We'll get you in the mix here for today's prize and be part of the whole thing.
I feel like you're oversimplifying the thing about the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and you help out the Cowboys. Who cares? You know, there's another path here. Mm-hmm. You get somebody else from another team, and you don't give up two firsts. You don't let your division rival rebuild.
Small swing.
And you still give yourself a better chance to win the Super Bowl.
You want to single your way to the World Series. I want to hit home runs. I mean, that's
well, Joe, you saw the Phillies approach home runs. They were chasing a lot.
Yeah,
sometimes a bunch of doubles.
Dodgers had a bunch of home runs.
Also, timely hits.
Well, they had great players, right? What did they do when they couldn't get over the top?
Parsons isn't the only great player out there.
Do you think if he's traded today, he'd be the best pass rusher traded today?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Out of the group of the available pass rushers, no question about it.
I'm trying to get the best player, but
yeah, when you talk about it like that, yeah. But still.
That's fine. But, like, you could trade 10 first-round picks and get Patrick Mahomes. Like, I understand that.
I would do that, too.
I probably would.
Yeah. I think most people would. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Hugh, that picture of you, man, Doc, and everybody else in Westbrook, Trot, that was a beautiful pick, man. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
Of the brothers, man. You know, I seen it on my son showed me it on social media. And I was like, yeah, that's what I said. Where Ike was at, man? Where was Ike at, man?
Though, let me tell you, man. Like, Ike is family. Ike wasn't on the field, but Ike is always with us. And, like, somebody else said that. You guys are wrong for not having Ike in the picture. You act like, I'm not saying you, Chuck, but folks act like if Ike ain't in the picture, he still ain't family. He just wasn't in the picture.
Yeah. I just was wondering, I thought he was there. That's all.
He wasn't. You know, he wasn't in that picture, but Ike is family. Ike family, man. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
I already know. Hey, listen, hey, Joe, so I'm sitting here at work, right, and I'm smoking a nice cigar right now, and I'm thinking of a way, how can I get, the Eagles to get to New Orleans, right? And they'll come up with this great topic right now. I got to get into this great topic. I would absolutely, in a heartbeat, trade two first-round picks for Michael Parsons. And let me tell you why, right? See, here's the thing. I keep going back to the Sixers in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they had to get past the Lakers. They knew they could get past the East. They could get past the Lakers. I'm looking at this NFC right now, and I know Detroit is going to be a sore thumb right now. And I know that guy that played yesterday, he's probably most likely going to be, in that Super Bowl.
Definitely.
And I want to increase our chances of getting another Super Bowl. I don't care. I don't care about helping them rebuild. Because you can give a man $5,000, he wouldn't know how to flip that money. You know what I mean? You still got to know what to do with those picks. And the Cowboys are so stupid, they can't get out their own way. So I don't care about giving them picks to them because they don't know what to do with them anyway. My thing is this. We need to bring another trophy here. And if it solidifies another trophy coming here and me trading away those first-round draft picks, I'll do it all day long. Remember, Jerry Jones traded away Herschel Walker. Now, this was centuries ago, but he traded away Herschel Walker. You know what I mean? To get those picks to build their dynasty in the 90s. He might be thinking about that good old, the good old days once you call him up and you know those you hang those two first round draft picks in his face for Michael Parsons, he might say, you know what, Howie, you got to do. You know what I mean? Nothing beats a failure but a try. You put Michael Parsons on this defense with Quinyon Mitchell, who re-resolved in 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Cooper DeJean, you know, the safeties that we got.
That's strong. Re-resolved in 2.0.
Jalen Carter, man. I'm telling you, this defense is on its way to being a top three defense in this league. This is the guy you need. Are you guys crazy?
Now we're talking. Well, I'm glad Chuck brought up New Orleans. I'm glad Chuck brought up New Orleans. Because someone here says all they care about is getting to New Orleans, and then I push the chips in to get us to New Orleans, and you're backing away.
Kyle's an enabler, by the way. But this is the reality of the situation, why you play the music louder as I try to speak. I don't care. The reality of the situation is you're asking for a guy that plays for our direct rival.
Yes!
That dog ain't going to hunt.
Sure will.
Man, that dog ain't hunting.
No. Sure will.
Y'all need to let that go.
I forgot Chuck was here still. Herschel Walker years ago.
Where did Herschel Walker get traded to?
Minnesota.
With the Minnesota.
That's not in the division. That's Minnesota.
But you make a Godfather offer, two first-round picks.
So hold up. That spurned the greatest Cowboys dynasty we've ever seen.
Because Jimmy Johnson was there. Okay, not doing that again.
But his whole point is that they gave him the picks, and there was, that'll entice him. Yeah, it also got them some of the three best players they've ever had,
good
and they
them.
Rebuilt their team.
Good for them. It was 30
That's
years,
not
20
good
years
for them.
Ago.
Do you want to give him a chance to do that again? So what are we doing?
Chuck, do you hear this? They're worried about the Cowboys 4 years from now. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In exchange for Lombardi right now, I would give them an opportunity to rebuild their franchise. Because we got one right now.
You don't have a guaranteed Lombardi, though.
No, of course not, but you had a better chance.
You got a better chance.
You have
man.
A better chance with a lot of other guys you get.
You got Kyle here. Please go with it. You're going to have to get past Detroit, man. And those guys look like juggernauts. And you know the way you get past Detroit? You punch the man in the middle. And the man in the middle is Jared Goff. And you start hitting him in the face. He ain't going to look so good throwing that football in January.
That's
so
right.
I need a pass rusher to upgrade this. Howie Roseman, if you're listening, do not sit in your hands like Dave Dombrowski did. This team ain't good enough right now, dude. Get a solidified
pass
rusher.
We got PTSD.
No, see, Chuck, you hit it.
Somebody out there to fit this thing on his back and be able to get 10 or 12 sacks alone by himself. Somebody is a force to be zone team. You know what I'm saying? You got Jalen Carter who's coming into his own. This defense is ready right now. Go get somebody right now to pick this defense at a top echelon defense. When I watched Kansas City yesterday, that defense is ready right now. That's what we got right now.
George Karloftis can play, by the way. George Karloftis is a really good pass rusher.
I'm glad Chuck brought it up. Don't be in Dombrowski and go shopping at the discount aisle. Got Austin Hayes in the NFL version of him. All right, Chuck, give us a combination. Your favorite game day combo.
Does it have to be a current one, or could it be something from the past?
It could be from the past.
Man, I used to always love when John Madden and Pat Summerall called the game on Fox. I knew it was a big game.
That's a big one.
You're talking about
it's
in the back
of the
one,
day. Chuck. Chuck, we got you in the mix.
Where less was more.
I think Pat Summerall stinks.
Oh, come on.
He was terrible.
So, all right, so here's what I will say. Sometimes I go back to NFL Network, we'll play an old game. It doesn't pop as much. It had to be there, is all I could say.
Well, he
showed zero pulse.
He let the games breathe.
He did.
I don't want to hear that.
You can't disrespect Pat
Summerall. That's such a cop out. He let the game breathe. No, he had no juice.
That was the era.
Those two made the NFL what it was.
Great.
No.
The era sucked.
No, it did not suck.
Broadcasting. Yeah, it did.
It did suck.
Cosell was good. Pat Summerall gave you nothing.
So, hold on. He also,
Madden lifted that broadcast up.
But you can't have two. You need the funny guy and the straight guy, right? It's got to be the yin and the yang of the broadcast.
Too straight.
All right. Well, you know what? Here's what I didn't expect today, the first hour. Ripping Pat Summerall.
I'm just saying, if I were in this vote, strong I'm opinions. Out on that. I don't like Pat Summerall.
We'll do a show vote later for the winner today.
Well, Chuck's out.
No, Chuck's not. Madden and Summerall's a strong one. Can we go to Eric and Fox Chase here? I just want to get Parsons here. What's up, Eric?
What's up, fellas?
Eric, what are you thinking?
Sorry, Joe. I couldn't disagree with you more. Given Dallas is like on the ropes now, you know, they're like hanging in there, and you're going to give them two first-round picks, ammunition for the next couple years?
Hold on. Before you go on, I think we're spinning this the wrong way. I'm getting Micah Parsons on the Eagles.
We're still spinning it, though. We spin it the way that it makes sense to us.
You're giving him a huge contract.
Scared money. Don't make money, Eric.
Smart money.
I feel attacked. Well,
I mean, I'd rather go out and get, like, a lower-level guy where you're giving up, like, a second- or third-round pick to come in and help us. Why are we giving up two first-round picks? Our last two first-round picks were Jalen Carter and Mitchell. I mean, it don't make sense to give up first-round picks, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, they also drafted Jordan Davis and Jalen Reagor in the first round recently, so it's not like Andre Dillard was also a first. I mean, like, it's 50-50, Eric. I mean, if we're being fair, if we give up two of them, one of them, they probably would have hit a home run on, and the other one probably would not have been good. That's probably how it would go.
And Micah Parsons, you know, he's been hurt a lot the last couple years, too. I mean, we're going to throw that into the equation. Who's saying he's even going to go into the playoffs healthy? I mean,
well, I don't know that. And he is coming off an ankle right now. For what it's worth, he's played 17 games the last 3 years. So he's played a lot. This year, you know, he had the high ankle sprain, and it looks like he's coming back this week. All right, Eric, give us a combination here. Game day combo. What do you got?
Is it game day announcers? Is that what?
It's whatever you want it to be. Whatever combo you feel is the best, bro.
When it comes to, like, when I say game day combination, it could be food. It could be a place to be.
How about a nice cold beer and some wings? I'm going out.
I mean, that's a classic. Beer and wings is a classic. Eric?
I don't see how people can eat wings and drink beer.
I think you're out of your mind.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
It pairs well.
If I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'm not eating. I'm drinking.
But you can't conceptualize in your head why somebody else might enjoy it just because you don't?
No, I'm just saying, I just don't see. Yeah, you know, I just don't see it.
Okay, that's a little bit different. Yeah. I don't like it versus I don't understand how anybody likes it. They're a little bit different.
He felt attacked. I feel it in your spirit.
It's not like attacked. It's just like so dumbfounded by the idea that you don't think beer and wings go together.
That's not a great pairing.
Yeah, to you.
Beer and soda. No.
Beer and soda?
No. Chicken and soda. That's what I meant to say.
Dude, what beer, is wrong
you know what's
with
a
you?
Good pairing? Is a beer and a shot.
Sure.
Now, that's a great pairing.
And the wings.
Nah. Not the wings.
You ever wonder if, like, 99% of people like something and you don't? Maybe the 99 aren't the crazy ones?
No, it doesn't work like that on my planet. It doesn't work like that.
I didn't think so. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. It's NFL trade deadline day. Combo Con rolls on. We got a great prize to give away today and over the next couple of weeks here. We're looking for the best game day combinations. Could be broadcasters. Could be a place to watch a game or whatever you do. Could be a food combination. Whatever you think of when I say game day combination. Plus, it's NFL trade deadline day. Keep it locked in for all the latest updates. Any trade goes down, we'll tell you about it. I'm trying to give the Cowboys two firsts for Micah Parsons. I mean, I'm getting yelled at here, and people are mixing up the most important part. Parsons,
this is a joke, frankly.
It could put the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And when we come back, an out-of-the-box trade idea for the Eagles today, maybe a position you had to consider. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork Game Day Eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.